some birds cross the ocean as part of their annual migration, but a single pigeon has flown all the way to Salt Lake City from London more than a century after its death.
It once belonged to Charles Darwin and played a role in his study of natural selection. Now it is serving as the centerpiece for a new exhibit at the Natural History Museum of Utah. Exhibit developer Lisa Thompson says it is considered a treasure by the owner, the Natural History Museum of London.
We often hear about Charles Darwin's finches and that we went to the Galapagos and observed. But most people don't know that Charles Darwin was an avid pigeon enthusiast and raised pigeons himself to better understand variation within a single species. And variation was key to his theory of natural selection. He not only raised pigeons, but he wrote to people, his network of gentlemen naturalists around the world, to ask them to send him breeds that he couldn't get in Europe. And so that's one of the ones that we have here. It's a pigeon that was collected for him by one of his friends named Sir Walter Elliot, who was in India and sent to him in 1857.
The stuffed bird was hand-carried across the Atlantic. It's being displayed alongside a first edition copy of Darwin's book On the Origin of Species. Marriott Library curator of rare books, Louise Polson, says they pair well together.
We could have a picture of this pigeon, and it's very possible that the museum in London has a picture of this online. But to see it, even though we can't touch it, in context with all these other objects, I think helps us to understand what was going on at the time and how it affects us so many years later today.
Polson says she hopes that the exhibit will inspire visitors to question the world around them and to read real books.
Once these two books are out of this exhibition, they'll go back to the Marriott Library where anyone can look at them. There are some restrictions. You can't check them out. You can't take them with you. You have to sit in a very nice reading room. But these and all other 80,000 pieces in the rare books collections are available for anyone associated with the university or not. The Queen of England could come, and we would allow her to come in and hold and sit and read these books.
The exhibit opens to the public on Saturday.